Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Okay, like don't take it personal. All right, so I have a cough drop in my mouth. But we've been praying and we went through a really busy year last year. How many of you came to Girls Night Out? It was amazing. It really was like, oh my goodness. And all the salvations was honestly the whole reason we get to do what we do. And so if you have never been to the Rock Church and if you have never been to a Women Rock, how many of you have never come to Women Rock AM? It's your first time. Awesome. Welcome. We're so glad you're with us today. This is our time, girls. This is our space. This is, don't worry about the kids. Don't think about the husband. Don't think about all the things that you have to do when you walk out of here, because I know you have your list in your head. But today, this is first thing, first priority is to be with Jesus. And so as I was praying, asking the Holy Spirit what he wanted to do this year, he really said, I want you to dig into some things. There are two subjects he for sure gave me, and then he gave me exactly how he wants to do it. And so we are going to jump in. We're going to dig in. We're going to lean in. We're going to just get as deep into faith this month as we can. So we are going on a journey of faith in January and February. And you know, when we talk about faith, it can mean so many things. It can mean, you know, the world talks about Christianity like your faith. Well, yeah, but it's a relationship with God, and faith comes with that. But you see, we are going to learn what God wants us to learn about faith. And as I began studying, the Lord is funny. He has just funny ways of dealing with me. I'm very different than Pastor Luke. Don't you appreciate him? I mean, the guy can like just whiz through his messages and memorize them. And I'm like, where's your notes? Like, as a minute, I'm like, seriously? You know, but the Holy Spirit said, that's okay. You're busy. You got three kids. You got things to do. So these are my notes, but I have been pondering on them. And I just want to say the Lord took me through a journey. When I was newly married, Dan and I had gotten married at the age of 21, and the Lord spoke to us while we were engaged that we would go away to Bible college together. This is something the Lord had told me when I was actually a teenager, that I would go to Bible college with my husband. And so when we decided to go to Bible college, we had gotten married, and a week later, we stayed with my parents in their house for 1 week, because what was the point? We were flying to Rhema otherwise. We went up to youth camp. We were sold out youth workers. We believed in the youth. The youth are the next generation. We love them, you know, yada, yada. I mean, that was our hearts. We were so devoted, and we still believe that, by the way. And so when we left for Rhema Bible Training Center, guess where we left from? On top of Big Bear Mountain from camp. We were leaving youth camp, literally drove down to the airport, and we went off to go start our adventure with the Lord. And we were just sold out young people that had no idea what was ahead of us. And as God put us in this Rhema Bible Training Center, now have many of you been to Oklahoma? It's a very different world. And I would say Australia is more like California than Oklahoma, our own country. And so I walk into this new world, you know, people totally nice and the weather totally absolutely horrible. And I mean, I walked into a sauna. I couldn't get myself not to drip sweat. Like, it was disgusting, you know. And Dan and I got there and we were looking for jobs. And I remember sitting in the car for 3 hours because Dan was new and he went in for an interview, never came out. And I thought, well, I don't want to leave him because then he won't know where to go, you know? So I'm sitting in the hot weather with no air conditioner waiting for Dan to come out of this interview. And he ends up getting this job at Sam's Club. And then I ended up getting it. And then Pastor Luke got a job there. And Pastor Joey got a job there. And James got a job there. So the whole Rock Church crew totally moved in on Sam's Club, you know? And we began this journey of faith. Little did I know we would be the last class to be taught under Brother Hagin before he passed away. Brother Hagin, if you don't know who he is the man of faith. He is the one who taught us faith. He is the one who really brought the revelation of it and made it clear for everybody to understand. Little did I know sitting in those chairs how much I was going to need it, how much it was going to be a part of my world, especially for those 2 years of having no money, not feeling good. I literally got attacked physically every single day of my life to the point where I could barely walk at times. And I had to get in faith. We just did not know where the next funds were going to come, but they it always came. We didn't know what to do next, but it always happened. When we spun out on the freeway because of the ice, the black ice, you know, here's the Californians like, we're praying in tongues, we're in faith, we're gonna make it through. And we did. And you know what? I just wanna say God is faithful. And so through that whole journey, faith has been brought into my heart. As we now have been in our marriage and now pastoring this church and all the things that come against you, believe me, you're gonna need faith. If I need it, you need it. God is not a respecter of persons. This is something you need to start writing down. This is something you need to put in your heart. This is something maybe you need to remind yourself to get back on board with. Because sometimes I believe that we forget who we are. We forget the tools that God has given us. We forget who we need to be operating as. And faith will empower heaven. Faith will activate heaven. Faith will bring in the supernatural in our very normal, real world. But then there's a supernatural piece that comes into the natural and it becomes supernatural. And together we can learn that. And so we're gonna dabble into this. We're gonna dig into the word this time around. Okay, are you guys ready for that? This is where we're gonna go. Very simple today. I really fought with God about this because I wanted to get into like the deep stuff, you know. I really wanted to get into those verses and he said, no, stay here, okay? And it was funny because I was like arguing with him. Who argues with God besides me? None of you admit it, huh? And I'm like, but I want to go further. And he's like, no, you're gonna start here. No, but I want to study further for next week. No. I know you. You're gonna stay here. So he made me literally stay in this spot. And so today, our title is Journey of Faith, and we're gonna talk about why do we have faith? Why do we have faith? Why? Why faith? And let me tell you why. Because he's a faithful God. We have to know who he is in order to have faith in him. Come on. You see, you have been let down time and time again. Somebody has broken your heart. Somebody has said a word that has pierced you, that has hurt you. There has been roots of bitterness. There have been unforgiveness. There have been seeds that have planted, that have shaped who you are today. But yet you have been let down by man. But God says, do not allow that to taint your view of who I am, because I am a God who is faithful. I am a God who is sovereign. I am a God who is never changing. I am a God who is constant in your time of need. You see, that is what God needs us to grab a hold of before we dig in to the supernatural power of faith. We can't believe in those things if we don't believe in the supernatural God, that he is more than enough, that he is our everything, that he is the Alpha and that he is our Omega, that he is our beginning and that he is our end, that he is our resource and that he is who we are. And you see, that's where we're going to start today. We're going to start who he is, because why have faith? Because when I have hopelessness and my situation looks impossible, when I don't understand the prayers that haven't been answered, this side of heaven, hear me ladies, this side of heaven, then I can turn to a supernatural, all-knowing, faithful, unchanging, in a very possible God. You see, when something looks impossible, maybe you got a bad report and you're feeling what they're telling you is going on in your body. You turn and you look to the supernatural possible God and you speak to that thing and you tell it to go, because you serve God and you are a daughter of the Most High. What are we allowing in our lives because we've forgotten who it is that we belong to? What has been allowed to loom over our world and our family because we've forgotten who our God is and how big he is and how all things are possible to him who believe. You see, I can turn to the comforter when my heart is broken. I can turn to the answer maker when I don't have an answer. Girls, our God is supernatural. We have to get outside of ourselves and we have to step into the spirit realm. We have those things of this world and put those things to the side and look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The one and the whole reason that we are here living and breathing, and we are on a God assignment. Your life is not your own. Our lives are for him. We are built to walk and to move and to be who he's asked us to be. And God is going to stir our hearts to deal with some things so we could take our life and our level of life to a new level, a new relationship with him. See, I don't put my trust in man because man will always let me down. Always. And no, I'm not talking about your husbands. Maybe they have. I'm not talking about your family members that drive you bonkers, because they will. right? I think God made it that way on purpose to keep us like holy. I'm not talking about that best friend who turned her back on you. I'm not talking about your abuser, the one who molested you all those years ago when you were little and you thought no one was there. Jesus was there weeping beside you, holding your hand ready to restore you back. You see, you have never been left alone. We don't look to that. I don't look to the ways of this world. I don't look to man's systems. I don't look to the government to be my answer. Oh no, listen to this. In Daniel 2:44, I love this verse. It says, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom into which shall never be destroyed. The kingdom that shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." And Isaiah says that the government shall be upon his shoulders. You see, I don't look to the government and the ways, worlds, and the systems. I look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because he is the ultimate king. He is the ultimate ruler. He has all the answers. He knows where we're going. So whether you like Mr. Trump, President Trump, or not, you better be praying for him. Ask God to grab his soul and to turn his heart towards the things of God, and that he will be used to lead us where God needs us to go, because I believe that America is a part of God's plan. You see, God loves us. It's all for his purpose. It's all for his will. It's all for his ways. But I have to do my part. I have to dig in. I have to set aside time to be with the one who's faithful to me. I have to be faithful to him. I have to set aside time. You girls set aside today for him. You girls changed your schedules. You guys changed your plans. You guys moved things around to come sit at the feet of Jesus today, because this is not Pastor Jess talking. This is the creator of the universe just using me to speak what he needs you to hear. You see, come in and be ready to receive. Come in and have ears to hear and hearts to receive. Come in and be ready to be changed. Because we don't sit under the presence of the faithful one without him requiring change of us. You see, God is asking us to go higher. He's asking us to dig deeper. He's asking us to be who he already created us to be, but we're not acting like. But we can get there because he's faithful. We can get there because he set a beautiful example of who he is. He's told us how to walk. He's told us how to respond to those that hurt us. He has told us what to do in times of crisis and trouble. He gives us the answer for everything we need. You see, this word of God, don't take it for granted. It has all your hope. It has all your strength. It has every answer to every unwritten question that you don't understand here on earth. Because this side of heaven, you will not understand everything. We see through a veil. We do not see all things. But guess what? When we get to heaven, we will see clearly. Those things that were dim will no longer be dim to us. Faith will bring us to the throne room of God in our time of need, so that we can have a clarity of what steps to take. Faith will bring us to the throne room of God so that we can hear the answers that maybe you're not hearing or getting or seeing at that time. Faith will be your comfort. It will be what makes you stand back up, girlfriend, and keep going. You see, faith will be your anchor in who it is that is faithful, the one who created us and loved us and knows us, our inner beings, our good, our bad, our ugly, our pretty, whatever it is, he knows everything about us. But yet he still loves us. Yet he's still faithful when we don't deserve for him to be faithful. I'm a screw up. Boy, have I messed up. Do I say dumb things? Yes, all the time. Do I think thoughts that I'm like, ooh, did anybody hear that? He did. He did. But yet he still loves me. But yet he's still faithful. But his mercy endures forever. Let's get into this. I want to bring some things up here. I'm going to ask Michelle to come help me. And the Lord was speaking to me, and he said, Jess, faith sometimes can be used in different ways. And I said, well, what does that mean, God? You know, sometimes people feel like they're in faith, and other people will tell them. I've had my husband tell me many times, you're just not in faith. And I just get mad. Ooh, I get so mad at him. How do you know I'm not in faith? And so, you know, have you ever had those conversations with someone? What do you mean I'm not in faith? How do you know? Okay, so this is our wall. Do you have the marker? Oh, awesome. Okay, Pastor Michelle, Faith can be like two different things God showed me. He said faith can be like a brick wall that every time, Mom used to call it our faith notch on our belt, it's like a solid brick that we start to place our faith, and it starts to begin this solid wall that when the storm comes against it, it won't break, it won't bury, it won't fall, it won't tumble, it won't fall away. And so when we do have issues, my son Micah, Michelle, write Micah's name on there for me. Micah has been having behavioral issues. You know what we did? We prayed in faith over him. For a whole week, we were just in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith. This week, he's a whole new child. I'll tell you, faith works. When I was believing for his healing, when I didn't know if the ticks were gonna stop and if he had Tourette's syndrome, or if maybe something happened when I gave him the shot because he never was the same. I'll tell you something, I prayed against autism. I prayed against everything that God, that the world was telling me was coming out. I prayed that he's a wonderful young man who's gonna preach the gospel, who loves people big. And I'll tell you, my faith was not allowed to be weakened. And now when that comes back, when those things come back to hit Micah, you know what I do? I go back to my brick wall. I go back to my faith wall and go, oh no, you're not allowed through here. You're not gonna mess with Micah. You're not gonna do this to him again. He's better than that. He's already fought this fight. He's already won this fight. And I remind myself of what I put at the throne room of God and what I stood in faith for. You see, what is it you're believing for? Michelle, what are you believing for? Put it on the bricks. Put it on the bricks. What are you believing for? We're gonna have this up here. Pastor Mondo, did you know he's an ex-gangster tagger? So he bought us these special markers that gangster taggers use. So I am going to have this up here. She's praying for passion. She's in faith to just have passion. What are you believing for? We're gonna have this wall out there. I want you girls after church to come up and begin to write something you're believing God for, whether that be a child, a marriage, whether that be whatever. Because you, when the enemy wants to come against you and he wants to get going, then you know what? He's going to come against you. 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 And you're going to go, no, you might push me back. You might move me to this, but you are not going to tear me down. You are not going to take my family because my God is faithful. You see, God doesn't want us to have faith like a kite. You know, when hard times hit, oh yeah, I'm in faith. When hard times hit, you know, I'm kind of down here with God right now. But oh, you know, then I got the bad report. Go ahead. I got the bad report. Is it not working? Seriously? We even tested this and everything. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, it's not right. Listen, leave it to us. Us girls can fix this, right? All right, here we go. Watch out, because it's coming. Try it now. No? Oh, here we go. All right. So here's our faith, right? Sometimes life, you know, we're just kind of like casual with God. And then something hits. Oh, I better get right. I better get back in church. I'm flying high now in my faith walk with the Lord. But then something else happens and you just kind of like, then God answers our prayers and we kind of dwindle away again. And then, oh God, yes, I got a bad report. I need to get back into church. I need to start praying and reading my Bible. I need to do this. And then we kind of let God go again. We kind of just don't be that strong. The enemy's gonna come and you know what he's gonna do when you're flying high? He's gonna take you out and he's gonna throw you to the side. And that brick wall won't fall down, but that kite will never last through the storms. That kite will be taken out. Our faith cannot be a wavering kite. It can't be up 1 minute and down another. It has to be a firm brick wall where the enemy cannot come and defeat us and beat us up and take us out and take out our marriages and take out our families. Girls, all because we serve a God who is faithful. I can't say it enough. He's faithful. And he deserves our faithful devotion to him. Go ahead, that's good, Michelle. So that's where we're going. Do we wanna have a kite faith or do we wanna have a brick faith? I wanna have a brick faith. I wanna teach my kids to have a brick faith. I wanna teach my husband and my household that we don't just get away with this. Come on. We don't just do this. Micah got sick last week and he got all these bumps on his body. I mean bumps, like all over. And I was like, what is this? Everything was closed. You know, all the doctors were closed except for emergency, which I'm sure they were gonna go, oh, skin issues. Yeah, sit here for like 5 hours. So I decided I'm not doing that. I know the one who fits everything. I know the physician. I know who he is. And I got in Micah's face and I said, are you okay with this? He goes, no, mom, I'm really embarrassed. I don't like when it does this. It's so annoying, you know? And I go, you know what? Then what do we do? And he goes, we pray. That boy stood up and he said, I command you in the name of Jesus to go away and I'm not putting up with you anymore. And I was like, amen. And we just started praying. And you know what happened? It started to go away. It started to go. Now Micah doesn't even have any bumps anywhere. It's his eczema was flaring up. But he was not going to, he was not okay with it. It wasn't going to be allowed to stay in his life. What are you allowing to stay in your life when you are a daughter who serves the most faithful God? Why? Why live with those things? In Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness. Faithfulness. See, God's faithful to us. He's asking us to be faithful to him. The fruits of the Spirit is what God's people walk in. It's who they are. It's what they do. You should not be able to be taken off of your course so easily. You should be such a firm believer of the things of God, of who he is and what he's done, that your faithfulness is actually an incredible witness of who he is to the people surrounding you, that you shine so bright that people go, what is different about her? I don't know, but she's going through a tragedy, but she seems like everything's okay. Well, you know, because her firm foundation is in Jesus Christ, because she knows where her help comes in time of need. John 6:29 says, Jesus answered and he said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who has sent you. All he's asking is for us to believe in him. It's so simple, but yet we don't do it. It's just like the simplest thing, but yet God says, this is all I ask, Psalms 25:10, let's take it to the next level. And all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenants of his testimonies. Girls, when we're doing what we need to do, when we're loving God the way we know we need to love God, when we're walking down the fruit of the Spirit, God has no other choice but to answer your prayers, to take you into a path of goodness and righteousness, because that's what he wants for you. You see, he tells us how to live, and then he goes on in Galatians and he actually talks about the things that will bring you to not ever knowing him in heaven, that will lead you to hell. You see, God's serious about how we walk, but he was serious about being faithful to us. God has been faithful to you in your life. If you think back on things that you've forgotten, you've probably forgotten more than he's actually done. His steadfast, never changing, constant in time of need, ever present help. He provides and he's all knowing. He is a beautiful picture of faithfulness. I was preaching this message to my kids before they went to bed last night. Oh, to be in our house, huh? They get preached to a lot. And I was reading it to Micah, and he goes, Mom, that's really good. Titus just kept telling me how much he loved me. I'm like, oh, cuddle bear. And I started reading this part, and that song came out of my spirit. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. And I just started to cry. And Titus said, oh, Mom, can you sing that again? We begin to sing it as a family. We're in the dark, they're in their beds, and I'm on a chair. And Micah goes, Mom, what does steadfast mean? And I looked it up and I said, it means unwavering. It means loyalty. It means faithfulness. It means commitment and to be devoted. It means dedicated and dependable, reliable and steady, true and constant, staunch, solid, and trusty. Firm, determined, resolute, relentless, implacable, and single-minded. Unchanging, unwavering, unhesitating, unfaltering, unserving, unyielding, unflinching, and uncompromising. This is what God is to you. This is who he has worked so hard to be for us. So then here's this amazing God who's incredibly faithful to us, and he wants us to walk down a journey of faith, a gift of faith that he has given us to live in here on this dark and dreary world, but we have a tool.
How do we do that? Steps to take on this path. How do I keep myself in faith? Number one, you ready? If you're writing this down, remind ourselves of his faithfulness. It's so easy to forget, like I said, everything he's done. You can look at all the negative. Why is it so easy for us to find the negative in everything? I don't look in the mirror and go, oh, I just love this and I love that. The first thing I think in the mirror is, oh, really? What happened here? Or why didn't this happen? Or I can look at my body and go, oh, wow, why does that never go back in? It's never going to go back and be tucked in. Like, there are so many things we can nitpick, right? I can walk into a service and I can tell you all the things that aren't right. You didn't know that about me, huh? I'm like Mrs. Detailed Oriented. But then the Holy Spirit has to constantly remind me, no, don't allow your mind to go there. Go back to the positive. Because in our lives, we can pick out all the negatives about our husband, all the negatives about our kids, all the negatives about what isn't and what should be and why not. And God says, stop it. Remind yourselves of the good things. Remind yourselves of when I answered your prayer and you didn't even realize it because you had just expected it and you moved on. You never even said thank you, daughter. You never said thank you for what you prayed for so long. You see, we get used to our Father God taking care of us, and we forget the goodness that he has bestowed upon us. We forget the faithfulness of what he's done. We have to remind ourselves. Let's look back at the people that went before us. You know, there's a great cloud of witnesses cheering us on and saying, you can do this. You've got this. We're believing in you. Tell someone about the goodness of God. Oh, they're up there saying, come on. Win this race. Run it well. Do it big. That's what they're saying. Let's think about some of the people God was faithful to. He was faithful to Noah when he saved him and his family. He was faithful to Moses when he delivered the Israelites. He was faithful to Jacob when he reaffirms the everlasting covenant of Israel. He was faithful to Esther. He delivered the Jewish people from death through her. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he delivered them in the fiery furnace. Daniel in the lion's den, he delivered him. David with Goliath, the blind beggar was healed. The woman with the issue of blood was healed. The dead were raised, and on and on and on and on. And the same God of then is the same God of now. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And girls, we have access. He's our God. He's our dad, and he's faithful. He's faithful. Let's talk about us. He's been faithful. He came and he died on a cross so that you and I could be cleansed of sin, so that we could come boldly to the throne room of God, and that we do not have to be separated from him. That in itself is worth everything. He's faithful. He's faithful. Let's wrap our hearts around his faithfulness. Let's lean in and press in to the love of our Heavenly Father that he bestows upon us every single day. But yet so many times we just take advantage of it. Let's stop and remind ourselves of his goodness. The steadfast love of the Lord never leaves us. He is the rock of our salvation. The bricks, he will answer the prayers. He will be that firm and steady wall that will not be moved, that won't be changed, that can't be taken down. He will be strong. I have two words in my head that I'm blending. Okay, I talk way faster than I think. Anyways, he will be that wall. He will be that strong and that steady wall that will not ever break, not ever give up, not ever weaken in times of storms and of trouble. You see, God is there. Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Ooh, I just want to eat up what he has done. What has he done for you? What answers has he given you? What has he been through with you? What has he held your hand through that fiery furnace, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When you were in your darkest, loneliest place, he was there. He was there crying with you when you were crying. He was there laughing with you when you were laughing. Maybe you've lost a loved one or you've lost a child, and those pains and those deep, weary burdens, God sees them, he knows them, and he's faithful in them. You can never replace a child, but oh, the Holy Spirit can fill your heart with the presence of God to bring you through that situation, to strengthen you in your time of weakness. You see, God knows all, he sees all, and he's a faithful God. Second point. You ready? Fight the good fight of faith. Listen, when the enemy comes at you, you just kind of go, oh, really? Oh, wait, what? You want to come at me? What, punk? What? You think you're going to beat me up? You think you're going to come at me and you're going to tell me, oh, that sickness is going to take me over? I don't think so. Bam. You say my marriage is going to fall apart? No, I'm believing that that man of God is going to turn into a man of God because I'm speaking that over his life. So bam, bam, double jab him, girls. You see, we fight a good fight of faith. We have to put up your dukes and get ready for a battle. We usually pull out our sword, but I thought today I'm going to box. Today I'm going to beat the junk out of this thing. You know, devil, you want to come in my house? I picture myself standing at my front door like, try it. Try me. Because I'm pissed now. And I serve a guy who just said pissed. Yeah, I did. Because you know what? He's dirty, he's nasty, he's a scoundrel. He's gonna steal your heart. He's gonna deplete you of your faith. And unless you get in there and you start fighting him and telling him, no, you can't come. I'm not gonna let you do this. You're not getting my kids. You're not getting my marriage. My health is not yours, but I am healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. You put on your gloves, girls. You duke it out. You don't let the enemy beat you up. Don't let him beat your family up. Don't let him take your sickness and your body from you. Listen to me. He's a liar, and it is worth the fight. It is worth the fight. Get back in the ring, girls. If you've been out, get back in. Get back in. Stand up. Be who God's called you to be. He is faithful. He's done it already, and now it's our part here to do it ourselves. Get off your little tushies and get mad at the enemy. Get off your butts. Get mad at the enemy. Because this fight is a good fight. Do you know that it's already been written? You win. You just have to be willing to fight. You have to be willing to do the job. Fight the good fight and be faithful. Flesh does not access the power of heaven. Faith does. Your flesh cannot access the power of heaven. You have to deny the flesh. Whoa, wait, I live in a society that says, whatever feels good, do it. Yeah, that's exactly what the enemy wants you to think. You live in a society nowadays that, well, if it's good for me, then what's wrong with it? Oh, that's just old school way of thinking. No, the Bible talks over and over and over again about us putting our flesh under. Why do you think we're fasting? We're fasting those things which our flesh so desires so that we can hear and press in to what God wants to say and speak to our hearts so that our prayer lives can go to another level so that we can dig in deeper. You see, that's what that's about, denying the flesh. It's a good fight of faith. It may not be an easy fight. Nobody said it would be easy. Are you up for the challenge? I don't pastor weak Christians. I'm going to stir you up, and if I have to, I will kick your butt into heaven all the way because that's my job. But it's also my job to equip you to do what you need to do so that when I can't be there, you know what to do. You go, oh, yeah. So I had a girl, and you know, her husband got hit by a motorcycle and he almost died. Shame. She wasn't in church. But you know what happened? Those old things that she knew, she told me, I would never have made it through this if it weren't for what I learned at Women Rock. If I didn't learn how to fight the good fight of faith. See, girls, fighting the good fight, the fight of faith doesn't end until we go home to be with Jesus, so just don't expect it. You're going, oh good, I conquered that battle, I'm tired. Listen, don't let your guard down. Don't let your guard down. The enemy is out seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for those that are weak. He's looking for those, and you go, I'm just tired, Pastor Jess. I don't want to do this anymore. Listen, you don't have a choice. You either, it's like the Hunger Games out there. It's like, you either fight or you're gonna die. You either hunt or you're gonna be hunted. That's where we live, guys. This is the enemy's world. This is where he rules and he reigns. But we are the light of this world. We bring light into this darkness. We bring faith where there's no faith. You see, you guys are a beautiful picture of Jesus in something that's lost and dying. And so when you fight, fight with your dukes up, ready to go. And if you put an arm down for a second, that's okay. Keep one up at all times. Never let the enemy see you down. When you're down, you'll realize it because it'll be attacks. I did it myself. And I was like, what is wrong? What's going on? Why are we being attacked so much? I was getting really irritated. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, you're not in faith. You don't have your guard up. You're not fighting right now. You're resting in the goodness. But I don't want you to rest in the goodness. I want you to be alert and aware and ever present and ready to go, because you will have the strength to do that through me always. So when you're weak, find your strength in him. Fight this fight because he's worth every moment. And when we get to heaven, guess what? You get to rest then in your beautiful mansion. When he says, well done, good and faithful servant, you will get to take a rest then. But now is not your time to rest. Fight regardless of your feelings. Fight regardless of your own insecurities. Fight regardless of your own weaknesses. Fight, press in to the faith of journey. Press in, girls. 2 Corinthians says, actually, I'm going to go to 1 Timothy. But you, O man, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience. Fight the good fight of faith. Verse 12, lay a hold of eternal life to which you were also called and confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. When you asked Jesus to come and be the Lord and Savior of your life, and you became engrafted into his family, you were adopted as his daughter, you took on the family fight. And guess what that is? The enemy. The prince of darkness. He's the one that wants to take you down, and he's the one knocking on your door. So you're going to stand there with your boxing gloves on and go, let's go. I'm not letting this happen anymore. Let's go. When things are falling apart, get back in the ring and keep going. Get back in the ring and keep fighting. Get back in the ring and keep swinging. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I rather boast of my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I love that. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. What? Do you guys know what infirmities is? Sickness. I take, and weaknesses, yes. I take pleasure in those things? What is this verse saying? This verse is saying that we live in a supernatural realm that we're not realizing we live in. But I take pride in those things because they can't come near me. It says, because therefore most gladly I would rather boast of my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let's go backwards here. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. So if that is what it happens on this faith walk, in this fight of faith, that I can boast in these things, in the reproaches, in the needs, in the persecutions, in the distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When our flesh is weak and we can't continue on, we go to another level. We press through the reality into the human part of us, and we go into the supernatural realm, and we press into the one who has been faithful. We press into the one who has the answers. We press into the one who says, I'm here. Why are you not using me? Hello, where is your faith, daughter? Come on, stir yourself up. Get your boxing gloves on. Let's go. You should not be afraid, because he is our strength in our time of weakness. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, listen to this, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He loves you so much. Your fight is not done alone. Your fight is with him. You're not in that boxing ring alone. You're in that boxing ring with the one who loves you, the one who already conquered, the one who has given you the power to do it and to overcome. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hello, who's that fourth man in the furnace? They weren't in there alone. You see, you're not alone. The fight is worth the fight. The fight is worth dealing with those things. The fight is worth getting past the offenses. The fight is worth your weary heart letting go and releasing. The fight is worth the forgiveness. Let it go. So now that we see why we have to fight in God, because he is a trustworthy God, because he has never failed us, because he is constant in our time of need, we also need to remain faithful to pursue him, trust him, and believe that what he says will come to pass. And that is the beginning of our faith journey. What I want to do right now is, I want to journal after some of our messages. I want to take some time to have some alone time with God. You know, we get these words, we get these messages, we get these points. And then do we ever really walk out those doors? Because once you girls leave this house, you have everything waiting for you to get taken care of, right? The kids, the family, the groceries, the laundry, the jobs, whatever it is that's knocking on your door is waiting for you. It's walking out. Get ready. But while we're in here, I wanted to do a couple things so that we can just kind of complete this full circle of what we got filled up with. And so I think I have time. Michelle, am I good?
Yeah, you're great.
I'm really good. Okay. So we're going to play this song. It's a new Hillsong song called Elohim. And while it's playing, I want you to journal. If you have a journal, awesome. Start, make yourself a new note because you're going to start journaling after each message. I want you to have some time. Okay. And start a page in your journal. If you don't have your journal, you have a phone, right? Go to your notes section. You guys can write notes on your phones. And if you don't have that today, I want you to go buy yourself a journal. I think we have them out in the store for like $3. Yeah, $3. So if you don't have $3, come see me. I'll get you a journal, okay? And we have paper journals out there too. So if you need paper, raise.
They
already have it. You guys have your paper? This is what we're going to do. While that song is playing, I want you to do two things. I want you to journal about what are some things that God has been faithful to me in. I want you to go back as far as you can to some of his faithful things. Even if you bullet point them, you might write paragraphs about things God has done and how he's been faithful. But begin doing that, okay? So while this song is playing, I want you to write how he's been faithful in those things to you. And then number two, I want you to talk about the fight you're in. Only you know the fight you're in. Only you know what's coming at you. It might be your heart, it might be your mind, it might be your physical being, it might be your family, it might be finances, whatever it is. And I want you to write a faith confession about that fight. And a faith confession, you say, what is that, Pastor? Just what is a faith confession? That means you speak those things that are not as if they are, okay? So, our words of our mouth are powerful. And you go, oh, you're in blab it, grab it type of church. Absolutely, 100%. I believe that the words of our mouth have power and that we speak those things that need to be. I do. And I'm not backing down of that. We are an altar call church. We are a church that speaks in tongues. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Listen, if God gave it to us, why not tap in and use it? Okay? So your faith confession, whatever your faith confession is, I believe, God, that even though this has been spoken over me, over my children, over my family, whatever's going on, that this it will be the result of it. And in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against my family will prosper. No weapon formed against my finances. The devourer will take his hands off my finances in the name of Jesus. You say, write that faith confession prayer. And this week, I want you to read over this journal a few times. I want you to remind yourself this week of what you wrote down of how he was faithful. And then I want you to pray that faith confession this week. And then next week, we'll get into the next level of our faith walk in our faith journey. Can you guys do that?
Good.
Okay, so as we play that, we're going to go ahead and let you guys write. So just spend some time by yourself.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.